How did you get pink eye?
Yeah, apparently you shit yourself.
I was like a 5 minute man.
5 minutes, a long time.
Oh, for me, it's usually like for the first 12 minutes, I'm eating her out. And then for the next 2 seconds, I'm coming.
Oh, I think my sex tape will be out by now as well.
I have a feeling your team is so mad about this.
So this is the last episode of the podcast. Oh, what up, you little cum coordinators? Welcome to 2022. Wow, what a year.
2022, what a fucking year, dude.
It's going to be great. It's going to be a
good
one.
He's got pink guy.
Yeah.
He's bringing in the new year strong. We're actually filming this in 2021. We're trying to pretend that is 2022. Yeah,
you're currently in Costa Rica doing ayahuasca.
Yes.
You should... I wonder if you in the future is trying to communicate with you in this moment on ayahuasca. Like, don't say that, dude.
Right. I'm trying to think. I'm trying to feel.
Like, you should try and, like, sense that.
I'm trying to feel if I'm saying anything. But there's nothing coming up.
Nothing good.
Yeah, I feel like once this comes out, I'll still be off. Hopefully the rumors have started. You know how we said on a couple episodes ago, like, everyone, let's try and figure out.
Oh, I saw someone post a good one.
I think there was one saying that, like, Harry's away getting a BBL.
Oh, that's a good
one. What's
a
BBL?
Big Beautiful Latina.
Nice.
No. A Brazilian butt lift.
Yeah. Oh, no. Saying that you got arrested for like spitting in people's mouths for like COVID or some shit like that. That's a pretty good one.
That would get
one.
Me canceled.
Yeah, but only by like, I don't know, people who... Care about that stuff. Which I do. I care about it. I have 4 booster shots already, so...
How did you get pink eye?
There's 2 theories going around.
Yeah.
One of them is from Chelsea and Libby, those 2 big, beautiful women.
Trailer Trash Tammy.
Yeah, Trailer Trash Tammy that I was doing stand-up with. In the green room, we took some pictures of me. we had this idea where, by the way, if you don't know who they are amazing, talented women who are all probably 350-plus pounds.
Wow.
And we had this great picture idea where Libby would lay on the couch. I would get on top of her. And then Tammy would get on top of me and we'd make this ice cream sandwich of sex. So we took that picture, but in the process, I was just sucking a lot of skin and meat.
Wow.
And I think that I might have got contracted pink eye from that. Or the other theory is I'm a dirty boy and I gave it to myself.
What, you sniffing your own
ass? Yeah, maybe I farted on my pillow or something.
Yeah.
Who knows? It could
be
anything.
The first one's just way more fun.
And if I gave it to myself, it's the first time I did it in 32 years, so the other one seems more likely. I've never given myself pink eye.
Yeah, you probably got a clean ass as well, because you used Manscaped.
Yeah.
That's right.
What are you doing for New Year's? Or what did you do?
Okay, so for New Year's, I'm going to Canada to sit in a cabin for a week off-grid, you know, back in the winter wonderland. It's gonna be pretty sick.
2 days after this comes out, I'll be off the retreat. I guess I'm gonna have so much more shit to talk about, and then I'm back.
You're gonna come back as a dirty hippie with a poncho and shit.
And a hairy asshole.
Yeah,
like
you're gonna have long hair all of a sudden.
I probably would grow it out. Are you growing your hair out for 2022?
Yeah, I sure am, dude. I'm
That's
not
your
cutting
new
my
resolution?
Hair in 2022. Yeah, dude.
You're just not gonna cut it.
I'm gonna have long hair. It's gonna be sick.
Why?
Yeah, I don't think it would just be fun. I've never done it.
Always
bitched out.
You've done this exact same thing before.
I've
like
never
3 years
had long
ago.
Hair. Not like shoulder length.
Oh, okay.
I've always bitched out like part like.
Really?
Yeah, like 6 months in, I'm like, I'm just going to cut it.
Are you okay? Are you going through like a midlife crisis?
I'm going through a midlife, a third life crisis. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
what's going
yeah.
on? You want to talk about it?
No, I just like, I just want to move off grid and grow my hair out and work out and.
So this is the last episode of the podcast. We're all coming back changed. He's going to come back with one eye.
Yeah.
You're not going to come back. I'm going to come back a hippie.
Yeah. And there's just going to be a spiritual podcast. And
Are you scared of purging during ayahuasca? That's the part that freaks me out.
Yeah.
When you do ayahuasca, I don't know if you've never done it, right, Abby?
No, I've done mushrooms a bunch of times.
Yeah. So ayahuasca is a different part of the brain, I guess, that makes you vomit everything in your system up.
I'm not scared of puking though.
Oh, I
know. No, you shit yourself as well.
Oh, good.
Yeah, apparently you shit yourself.
You
shit
like
and vomit.
Clean your whole system out.
Yeah, but apparently it only happens to some people. It's if you got like
demons.
Demons that you need to get at.
Yeah,
no, apparently like I've had some pretty gnarly like shits and vomits, like, and I've felt demons come out of me, so I feel like they're already gone.
Yeah.
But like apparently in this whole journey, like you have to write down. It's actually really intense. Like, there's actually we've had probably like 3 or 4 calls already on like, this is what you need to expect. This is the food, like any questions you got, stuff like that. For me, I'd rather just not think about it and just go in and just like, because I'm going in with like, my intention is I just want to see my vision a little bit more clearly and like how to get there.
Yeah.
And like the next 5 years, I feel like that's my intention. But like, it's stressing me out the amount of shit we have to do because it's very like, structure. It's not like a high.
You
like
can't eat red meat 48 hours before you do it. You can't drink alcohol. There's all these things.
Not allowed to have sex.
Not allowed to have sex. Yeah.
Yeah. And I was celibate until 8 days before the retreat. No, I told this girl, I was like, hey, like I'm on a spiritual journey. You need to respect what I'm going on. But if you fuck me, that's your guilt. I'm vulnerable. I'm down bad.
Yeah.
I just want a friend to like cuddle with and like hang out with Bruce. So she come over. Obviously, she's like, I'm going to stay the night and hang out. She fucked me. And I'm not happy
about
it. You're
good then. She did it to you. You're fine. You didn't have sex with her.
No, because we were like.
Well, it has to be a week anyways. You're still good.
Yeah. Well, I was trying my best to do 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And I was doing really well because I wasn't thinking about it. The hardest part is being caffeine free. I'm struggling so bad to be like, make content and feel fun. Yeah. And feel engaging. Like if you notice, I haven't been posting any stories. Like doing any shit, I feel like so boring.
Oh, it's good. It's good to get it out of your system because then when you start drinking it again, it'll like crazy. Really pick you up.
2022, I'm gonna be fucking nutcase.
Come back and crazy, bro. You know what's great is I hung out with a girl recently and I told her I hadn't jerked off or came in a month and she didn't believe me. And so I pulled up the last episode, Dr. Darcy, and then you said it. You're like, hey, he hasn't came. I'm like, I told you, I'm not lying.
I would never lie either.
Exactly.
Did she jerk you off that?
What's that?
Did she beat you off?
She was like, I want that 1 month worth of semen. I was like, no. When women find out you got a lot of semen in you, they want to extract
like bloodhounds?
It from you. Yeah.
Yeah, but there was so much cum that come out.
What's that?
When I had sex with this girl.
Oh yeah, probably. Right?
After a week, but like I was trying to edge myself a little bit.
What color was it? Sorry.
What's edge?
Have you never edged yourself?
Oh, you got to get into edging.
You don't know what edging is.
I do actually.
Yeah, that's like when you like almost come but don't.
Yes.
Yeah, it was kind of fun, but like frustrating. Because like I was like I'm not allowed to have sex, but the main thing is I'm not allowed to come.
Right.
So we were like having sex, and then when I was about to come, like I'd push her away from me and be like, "Stop! I'm about to break my celibacy." And then it got to a point where like. It actually felt kind of cool because you felt like powerful and in control of the whole situation.
Yeah,
And I was going to leave it there, but like I just wanted a little bit too much. And then I pulled out and I thought it was good. And then literally, it was so weird. I pulled out. I was like, okay, we're cool. Then like 10 seconds later, I just started like fucking going crazy.
Like you siphoning gas or pumping oil.
You started coming when you were pulled out for 10 seconds?
Literally 10 seconds. I was like, whew. I'm like, all right, we're good. And then literally I just felt like a little pulse and then it was crazy.
Yeah. I got into edging a little bit at one point. I went through an edging phase because I was I was coming too quickly with women. I was is that what the word?
Premature
ejaculating.
Yeah.
And one girl was like, hey, you need to start edging. She was a pro, I guess. And I was like, okay, I'll do it. And yeah,
she was a prostitute?
She was in adult entertainment.
Right. So you say pro and I was
professional. Yeah, it could be.
Maybe she knows maybe for a living. Yeah, she's a pro.
So she was like, you need to get an edging, and then she helped me with it, and it worked.
And that helped you from coming quicker?
Yeah. You train your body so you don't come as fast. So if you're out there and your boyfriend or you're a boy and you come 5 to 10 minutes, I was like a 5 minute man.
5 minutes is a long time.
Thank you. But
I need to fucking brag on
some
here.
People want some people
Jesus
want
Christ.
I think I read a study, I don't know how accurate it is, that the average female wants about 12 to 15 minutes.
Greedy.
Yeah.
Fuck.
So if you want to get your man there, he's got to take up edging.
Wow. So
or pills or something, you know, there's other methods.
So
too,
how did you get comfortable with that? Cuz I kind of just want to come.
It's hard. You have to have the willpower when your body is saying, "Oh, you're about to orgasm," you have to go, wait. Now, you don't get to yet. You got to earn it. And then you take a break. You go again. You take a break.
You say it.
You're a real edge lord, dude.
That's crazy. What if they like try and like touch you? Do you sit on the edge of the bed with like your head down or like what?
Pretty much. Yeah. She's got to be with you on the journey. You have to be like, wait, this is for both of us. Let me stop here. And then you think about your grandma or whatever you want to think about. That just takes quicker. Yeah.
No, my grandma just died. So sorry, Grant.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry, Nana.
But how many times before you said, I'm actually curious, how many times before you like noticeably started lasting longer?
Pretty fast. A few days of edging. Well, you'll notice results.
Can you edge solo?
Yeah, you could edge while you masturbate as well. You could practice edging without a partner.
That's sad.
Yeah. No, it's not sad. It's you caring about your future partner and you want to get really good.
He's getting offended.
Yeah. You got to do these things.
That's so interesting. And now you're 15
now
minutes.
Now I could go, yeah, like 12 to 15 minutes. I'm still not, it's not like I could go forever. I didn't keep up with the edging game.
Well, I run out of positions. I got like three and I'm like, fuck. What do I do now?
I literally have the thought sometimes at 15 minutes, you have the thought like, I should be wrapping this up because she's probably bored because I'm a little, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm not fun.
Yeah, it's only, sex for me is only fun 12 to 15 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, for me, it's usually like for the first 12 minutes, I'm eating her out. And then for the next 2 seconds, I'm coming.
That's good though. That means you care. That shows that you care. That's
no,
nice.
I'm just worried about my brain. They're going to tell their friends. They're going to tell their friends like, fuck, he sucked. What's your New Year's resolution? What are you going to achieve this year? So you're growing all your hair out.
Yeah, but you know what I'm not going to be growing out?
Your asshole hair.
My ball hair or my asshole hair. Just the hair on my head.
Because that's why we're back with Manscaped. 2022 doesn't mean that we're going to start this year with hairy balls.
Hell no, dude. That's my New Year's resolution that I'm keeping. The easiest one to keep that I'll for sure keep. Clean, smooth balls all year long, dude.
Just the smoothest, cleanest.
Cleanest butthole in the game, yeah, bro.
There's no one with a cleaner asshole than you. And how are you going to do that?
Manscaped Lawnmower 4.0, dude.
Let's fucking go. Look, 2022 doesn't mean that we're going to have hairy dangleberries and dirty, disgusting assholes.
Yeah, let's make that a resolution for everybody listening to
everyone
the podcast.
Everyone year round.
2022, clean buttholes.
Let's keep the dirty dangleberry assholes in 2021. We're done with that.
Yeah.
Leave that shitty ass back there.
Exactly.
We're coming in clean, beautiful, elegant, smooth.
Yeah.
Like a newborn.
World might be going crazy, but your butthole is in order.
But not only that, Manscaped has crop preservers, there's deodorant, there's washers, there's literally
the full,
everything
men's grooming, the full suite. It's awesome.
So instead
good
of
technology.
Having just a clean, smooth asshole, it can smell elegant.
How do I get more Manscaped products?
It's so easy. It couldn't be more easier. Get 20% off and free shipping with code TAPIN at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use code TAPIN. It's a new year. No pubes in 2022. With Manscaped.
I don't know. Can you guys help me come up with one?
I'm doing 75 hard. You should do it with me.
What is that?
If you work out 2 times a day, 7 days a week, drink a gallon of water, read 10 pages of a book, no cheat meals.
You've
no
done
alcohol.
This before.
No, but if you miss anything, you have to start fresh.
Yeah,
so I'm on
tough.
Day 21 right now.
Oh, you're on day 21?
Yeah.
Wow. Are you doing that? Are you using the app?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's are you taking a photo as well?
Yep.
What classifies as a workout? If I do 50 push-ups, is that one workout?
It has to be
a
45-minute workout.
Each time?
Yeah.
I'm not doing that.
It's crazy, though. You come out pretty shredded, huh?
Yeah. Well, it's like fitness is part of it, but it's just like mental resiliency. Like life's stressful, so it's like when you dump so much onto it, when you're doing this, it makes everything else just kind of feel like, whatever. I don't give a shit.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty
like
crazy.
How you stress.
Do you think if you make it past the 75 days, you're going to keep going?
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I really want to do it in the next year once I get back from all this shit.
Christmas is going to be really tough. I don't know how I'm going to do it, but we'll figure it out.
Yeah. Well, I think my resolution is I want to learn Portuguese.
Hell yeah.
I like that. So you can go to Brazil?
Yeah. Bro, Brazil's tapped.
Brazil's awesome.
Morella? MC Morella, you're gonna have to translate this. I will get you pregnant.
Hell yeah!
we've got this online romance going, but we can't understand each other.
Is that the house you wrecked?
No. Yes. Yes, that is. Yeah.
If you guys do the 75-day challenge,
yeah,
I will send you both a video of my mom giving birth to me. That's the reward. I'll let you watch that.
Deal.
I actually watched a video like that at university. It's terrifying.
Dude, your mom already sent that to me.
Have you actually got that video?
Yeah, I've seen the video of myself getting born.
Why would your parents want to show you that?
I asked them if I could see it.
Yo.
I wanted to see it for science.
That's weird.
It was scarring.
Why'd you want to see your mom's pussy?
That I wanted to see my mom's pussy. I wanted to see myself being born.
It's kind of beautiful, huh?
No, it's gross.
Yeah, did she poo a little bit?
No, I didn't see her poo, but you just see this, like, you're like, what is happening? And then you realize, oh, that's a baby's head. Look natural because it's so big.
Can I ask you something? Has your mom got a nice pussy?
It was hairy. It was like she hadn't shaved all pregnancy. She had a jungle down there. But you can't tell if someone has a nice pussy when they're giving birth because all you see is a baby's head coming out of it.
Right.
You can't even tell what it looks like.
Why was there a camera on her vagina?
Good question. I never asked them that. I think they just wanted to document it because they're weirdos.
That is...
A lot of people do that. They film it.
Really? Yeah, it's like why you film your wedding. It's a beautiful memory. Your firstborn.
Also, if the doctor fucks up, then you can be like, hey, this is where you fucked up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, true. Yeah. It's not my kid. Yeah. Wow. I don't know if I'd want to watch that or film that.
Yeah.
If I
get uncomfortable being around women who are like super pregnant. I'm like so afraid I'm going to like bump into them or something. I used to bartend and there was this one girl I worked with that like bartended all throughout her pregnancy. It was so terrifying because you're spinning around, you're bumping. And I'm like, it was so scary.
No, they're terrifying. And babies also scare me. Because, like, you look at their little faces and they have, like, their whole life before them.
Yeah, it's
like
so fragile.
Like, you have so much that's coming for you.
Yeah.
Little fucker. Well, also, do you want to tell everyone where you've been? You've been away for, like...
I've been all over the country.
Yeah, you've been...
Just doing stand-up out on the road.
How's that going? Is it fun?
It's so fun, so exhausting. When you're there, you're like, I need to get home. This is too much. And then when you're home, you're like, I miss the road. I miss going out there. I think you should do some live...
Really?
Events, yeah. People would love to hear you talk. Either a live tap in, or storytelling.
We should say this. Go. We should do a live tap in at Madison Square Garden.
Hell yeah! We could do it. Yeah, I feel like we could do like a 500 seat theater in New York or something like that.
I'd be down to do that.
It'd be nuts.
Is there any people that listen in New York?
Yeah,
probably.
Comment below if you think.
Well, think about it this way.
Like
I mentioned, I was gonna go to Toronto, and like tons of people came to the show.
That is interesting.
Yeah. We just plug it at the end of every episode. Just for fun.
I'd be really down. I really hope that.
Let's just try one. Yeah. Just one. Just as an experiment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The worst that could happen is no one shows up and you're very embarrassed. That's the worst that could happen. That's not that bad.
Fuck, yeah.
I think people will show. We'll start. We'll do like a safe size venue. You know, we'll do like a 150-seater.
Couches in my living room.
Like do a venue that's like if we had to, we could fill it up with just friends and shit.
Right.
I did think of a worse scenario than no one showing up.
What?
Someone crazy shows up who likes you too much.
Mm. Oh, that
and like a stalker type.
There's actually this weird dude that like keeps there's this one gentleman that I've when I was training at Dog Pound, I would see him outside.
Hollywood Fix?
No. Actually I haven't seen the dude at all in forever. I don't know where he's gone, but there's one guy that stands outside Dog Pound. And then I was walking the dogs back to my building and he was like outside my building and he's like, Harry, what's up? And I was on the phone. I was like, hey, like, I don't know if he's like coming to find me or whatever, but I try and say hi to him, trying to be nice, friendly neighborhood stalker.
Hell yeah.
It's weird.
If you ever need a private security or anything like that, I got a guard card.
Do you
could come protect you, yeah.
Come give him pink eye.
Ari has a shotgun above his bed, too.
You have a shotgun above your bed?
Yeah, I'm a proud gun owner.
Really? How do you get a gun in California?
Just go to the gun store, say I want that. Then you wait 10 days. Yeah, you got to wait 10 days. They do a background check on you.
Can I get one?
I don't know. Can an Australian citizen get a gun in America?
I hope not.
Yeah, I do think it should be reserved for just true American.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. People who come from you're places Canadian. That believe in freedom.
He's got dual citizenship. He's
oh, out. Really?
Yeah.
Well, because
Canada hates freedom.
Bro, LA is just fucking scary right now. So I was thinking about getting a handgun.
You should, to be honest.
You can't get a handgun, though. Oh, actually, you know
you
what?
You can get a handgun. And I even heard during normal times, you can get a handgun, but it's impossible to get a concealed weapons permit.
Now
in many
it's
states,
not as...
but now you can get it in LA.
Yeah,
you get
really?
Concealed and because also of how dangerous it is.
And you're like, you know, you're a known person, too. So you could probably
get
it.
Say
get
you
it.
Have a stalker.
Yeah, that'd be sick.
Would you be scared if Harry had a gun on her?
No, I'd feel safer.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah, because you have a gun on you. The only thing that would make me feel more safe is if I also had a gun.
Yeah.
I think we should all get guns.
We should. We should have them like on the table.
I have a feeling your team is gonna be like is so mad about this conversation.
Oh, I think my sex tape will be out by now as well.
Oh hell yeah. How do they get your sex tape?
Go to www.onlyfans.com/Harry Jowsey. Shoot me a message, say sex tape.
And
I want it.
And you'll send them
willingly.
A sex tape?
Are you allowed to say who it's with?
She doesn't. No. I'm gonna say no. No, she posted on her OnlyFans. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But
oh, okay. Okay.
I don't.
Cool.
She doesn't deserve more money
got
than
it.
Me.
Yeah.
Come
save
on.
Save that for.
I was doing all the work in it.
Harry.
It's mm-hmm. crazy.
Yeah.
Well, this year, this time, 2023.
Yeah. Podcast
will be
new studio, bigger
now, in the top five,
better.
Top 10 in the world.
Madison Square Garden live
yeah.
podcast.
Okay, top 10 podcast, totally doable.
Yeah, well, we hit number 3. That was our
oh,
peak.
Yeah, that's true. Peak position.
Is that in
three.
The world? I'm not sure. Probably,
I think so.
I think it was in the world, number 3,
I think
which is crazy.
Yeah,
oh, Spotify. This is actually real thing to say. Not that the rest wasn't, but this is extra real. Spotify has just added rating systems to the podcast.
Yes.
So if you're listening to this and you're a fan of the podcast,
crushed
you can now
it.
Rate it on Spotify. Before
wow.
it was only Apple Podcasts. So make sure to leave a 5-star rating and review on Spotify.
Oh, yeah. Please do that.
That would be wild.
Yeah.
If you're listening, if you enjoyed it, we want to know your New Year's resolutions. Tell us. Maybe it's you want to get over your ex. Maybe you want to come more.
Yeah.
Maybe you want to do 75 Day Hard. Maybe you want to be hard for 75 days.
Mm-hmm.
Let us know. We enjoy it. And we just want to say thank you so much for an amazing 2021.
Yeah.
This 2022 is about to be fucking nuts. More guests, bigger guests.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have the first ever podcast boxing match. more guests, more TV shows. There's a lot more stuff coming. So strap yourselves in. So much.
I think we should organize that. Podcasters versus podcasters boxing matches.
Yeah. I'll take Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
For well, sure.
Three, all of us versus Joe Rogan.
Yeah, I think we would need to.
Yeah.
All three of us. You can flick him in the eye with pig eye.
That's the only way.
The only way we'll get him down. You can cough on him.
Yeah.
And I'll just try and bear hug him. Try and wrestle him to the ground. Anything else?
I hope everybody has a good 2022, and thanks for listening all year. It's crazy. Because we basically started this at the beginning of 2021. So the podcast wrap-up has been badass. Big episodes, Jeffree Star,
yeah,
Too Hard to Handle people, Bryce Hall, Riley Reid, what were like some of the biggest podcasts we've done?
I think the Too Hard to Handle season 2 one.
Yeah, that one got the most.
Was the biggest one that we've done.
I got to shake Lana Rhodes' hand.
Oh yeah, we had Lana Rhodes on. We had Mike as well in the middle of his shit. All the shit was going on. Damn, we've had some crazy people on here,
huh? Yeah, dude. We were like a cultural part of the cultural map of the influencer landscape, kind of.
Yeah. Well, also, if you're...
Nothing bad happened whatsoever.
Nothing.
So that was cool. Like,
it was crazy.
Like,
we went through
no,
unscathed.
Yeah,
uncanceled.
No controversy or
That's
anything.
Wild.
That was pretty good, yeah.
God really blessed us.
Yeah.
Praise God. Let's just take a moment, just one quick moment of silence for God, the Lord.
And also, let us know who you want to see on the podcast, because we're going in harder than we were before.
Fuck yeah.
And we're going to get as many. Our goal is to get every person in the world on this podcast.
And starting 2022, no more swearing on the podcast, right?
Yeah, fuckers.
I don't swear.
Yeah.
Easy for me.
Thank you so much for rocking with us. Rock out with your cock out. here's to a great 2022 full of abundance, full of just beautiful people.